Hello, I'm Glynis Crook. Welcome to Being Green. There have been many complaints and reports over the past few years about the state of Cape Town's flays, rivers and watercourses and the high level of pollution in them. But the good news is that Cape Town Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis, who came into office, you'll remember, in November last year, says his administration is determined to do something about it. And indeed, it appears that some steps are in actual fact being taken to deal with this complex problem. One of these is work that is currently underway to remove large quantities of reeds and organic sludge from the Rondeflay Weir in the False Bay Nature Reserve. Rondeflay, of course, as you know, is a home to about 230 bird species, a variety of mammals, and of course there are the hippopotami as well. So I'm very lucky to be joined now on the line by Sydney Jacobs, who's chairman of the Friends of Zikuflay and Rondeflay. Sydney, first of all, could you begin by explaining to us what exactly the sludge is and where it comes from?
Greetings to you as well. So sludge is the runoff, mud, dirt in the catchment area of the rivers that feed the two flays, which is Rondeflay and Zikuflay. And of course, with that is pollutants. So that forms sludge.
I believe that these pollutants are quite high in nutrients, which encourages bad things like water hyacinths to grow.
Absolutely. Alien water hyacinths is a pain. It takes over an area, and that is one of the big issues in Rondeflay and why we need to do a drainage of the flay.
Never mind, of course, that it's obviously dangerous for humans and animals.
Absolutely. And I was on the water last Friday. And the amount of hyacinths, and let's also remember, they can double in volume in a very short time.
And the pollution, of course, is very, very bad. I believe there was quite high levels of E. coli detected in October.
Yes, it was. In some of the areas of Zikuflay, they were over a million particles per 100 mils. Phew! And the flay was closed since then.
And of course, this of course means that all the things that, the nice things that happen for people who live around there, like going and sailing or whatever, that can't happen because it's too dangerous for humans and the animals.
Absolutely. And that's all part of the pain we've got to go through. But hey, we encourage so far. Things are starting to happen.
We've obviously referred to it's dangerous for animals, for humans, et cetera, et cetera, the water hyacinths and that. But this is also hugely important as a wetland for biodiversity. I'm assuming that this is also one of the important reasons why it needs to be cleaned out.
Absolutely. We must remember, wetlands itself, one of the big purposes is they purify our water. So in natural states, they'll be purifying the water, but with the amount of pollutants that we're putting into it as human beings, can't cope. Look, the normal sludge that comes down is mud, those type of things. But added to that is things like paper, plastic, yes, those Kentucky Fried Chicken boxes, those type of things. And the wetlands can't cope with that, can't clean it. So therefore, that will still flow out to the ocean and destroy our ocean life again.
So when they've cleaned out all this sludge, which I understand is quite a complicated process, they're hoping to be able to open that weir again, and then the level of water is going to drop in the wetland. Is this normal, and what will happen to the hippos?
Yeah, it's completely normal. The weir wall that stops the water flowing out was built in 1958, and this is the first time ever that the sludge was removed to the extent that it was done last week. And will continue to be done now. So what will happen to the hippos out there? Fortunately, Rondeflay itself has got pockets of areas that has got water permanently. And these hippos are amazing. They know where they are, so they now travel across the hard crust of the flay once it's all dried out, and they move over to these little pockets, and that's how they survive.
I believe the fact that it's going to dry out, which, as you said, is a natural process, should the water be flowing normally, will also mean that you'll see birds, migratory birds and things, coming back to that area that have avoided it when the levels of water are too high.
Yes, I live on the water, and I'm also a sailor. So one of the things, as a sailor, that we don't like is, as the migratory birds start coming in, these hundreds of flamingos, when they start arriving, we start scratching our heads because we know the water level has dropped and they will start foraging for food. So yeah, they'll all return. We'll see other species coming in. So that's amazing. And the cycle of nature.
So altogether, compliments to the city of Cape Town and a good process that is going to re-energize the flay.
Absolutely. Look, as the friends of Zikku Flay, we can be very critical when things don't happen. And we make things happen as well. But when good things happen, we've got to say it. So to the amazing people out there at False Bay Nature Reserve, Bongani, Dalton, and the whole team, thank you. We can see the passion, and you've got to have passion to work there. So we say thank you for that.
And thanks to you, Sydney, and also to the city of Cape Town, who to all intents and purposes seem to be taking the matter of cleaning the flays, rivers, and watercourses seriously. Sydney Jacobs, of course, is the chairman of the Friends of Zikku Flay and Rondo Flay. And that is it for this week. From me, Glynis Crook. Till next time, take care and goodbye.